On behalf of Bishop Kelly, Bishop Sante, Bishop Carroll, priests, brothers, and seminarians, and mother and all the sisters, I'd like to wish you all very merry and blessed Christmas. The Mass this morning is from the third Mass of Christmas, and the epistle is taken from St. Paul's Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, last of all in these days he hath spoken to us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the figure of his substance, upholding all things by the word of his power, making purgation of sins, sitteth on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath inherited a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels hath he said at any time, Thou art my Son, today have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, And let all the angels of God adore him. And to the angels indeed he saith, He that maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. But to the Son, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of justice is the scepter of Thy kingdom. Thou hast loved justice and hated iniquity. Therefore God, Thy God, hath anointed Thee with the oil of gladness above the fellows. And Thou in the beginning, O Lord, didst found the earth, and the works of Thy hands are the heavens. They shall perish, but Thou shalt continue. And they shall all grow old as a garment, and a vesture that shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the self same, and thy years shall not fail. In the Holy Gospel. It's taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was made nothing that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness to give testimony of the light, that all men might believe through him. He was not the light, but was to give testimony of the light. That was the true light, which enlighteneth every man that cometh into this world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as the many as received him, to them he gave the power to be made the sons of God, to them that believe in his name, who are born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we saw his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Our Savior Jesus Christ gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity. These words are taken from the epistle that is read at the midnight Mass from the book of Titus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the lifetime of St. Philip Neri, there's related a story of a woman whom the devil tempted often to despair. St. Philip tried to make her think, and so the devil tried to make her think that it would be impossible for her to get to heaven. You see, the devil convinced her that there was no hope, because she had often sinned and offended God during the course of her life. The temptation was very miserable, and her friends tried to encourage her, but nothing they said brought her any peace of soul. St. Philip, hearing of this poor woman, went to see her one day. You see, everybody already looked upon him as a great saint, even during his lifetime, and followed his advice. And so St. Philip went to her to renew her confidence. He wanted to remind her that God was merciful to repentant sinners. When they met, St. Philip asked her a simple question. "My child," he said, "can you tell me the reason why the Son of God came down from heaven and died upon the cross?" "Yes, Father," the lady answered. "It was for poor sinners, to save poor sinners from hell and to open heaven for them." "Now tell me," St. Philip said, "what are you? Are you not a sinner?" "Oh yes, Father," the woman said, "I am a great sinner and I have offended God so much." "Well, since this is the case," the saint said, "you should feel very happy, because it was specifically for you that Jesus came to purchase the kingdom of heaven for you." And these words of the saint had their desired effect. The woman now saw that Satan had been trying to deceive her and causing her great confusion and anxiety by these temptations to despair. From that time on, the thoughts of despair never gave her any more trouble. Now, my dear faithful, this confidence and joy should fill our hearts today as well. Like this woman in the story, how can we have any fear or worry? For our Lord is born this day for love of us. Today we celebrate the wondrous feast of Christmas. We commemorate and truly relive that day, the day that God became a man for us. And you know that every Mass, our Lord comes down from heaven and is present here in the Eucharist, as truly as he was on Christmas Day. And so what a great joy should fill our hearts today. In the Gospel of St. Luke, when he describes the first events of Christmas, he tells us what happened on that first Christmas night. So let us then think about what took place on that greatest day in all of history. We are told that the shepherds journey to Bethlehem and how they met the Holy Family there. Just before this, we read how the angels appeared to the shepherds and told them of the birth of our Lord. A great light shone as the angels appeared to the shepherds. In fact, according to St. Ambrose, it was actually the sun that had risen early to announce the coming of the Son of God. A miracle in nature took place to announce the birth of the Christ child, the Son of God and its Creator. The sun rose early in the middle of the night. You know, it is similar to the miracle that took place when our Lord died upon the cross. When our Lord died, nature showed its grief and sorrow and sadness. The world was covered in darkness. An unnatural darkness covered the entire earth, right in the middle of the day, when the sun normally shines its brightest. And so the sun miraculously shone even more brightly over the earth to announce the birth of Christ on that first Christmas. And the shepherds, seeing this, were filled with great fear. But the angel who was there told them not to fear. He said, "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, for this day is born to you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Then the angel told them that they would find the Savior wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. And then suddenly, a great multitude of angels appeared. Many of the fathers of the church say that the entire court of heaven came down to adore the infant Christ that day. And so you can imagine all those angels who appeared to those shepherds. They all began to praise God, saying the very words that we use at the Gloria at every Mass. They said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of goodwill." After the angels departed into heaven, the shepherds, a little bewildered at what just had happened, said to each other, "Let us go to Bethlehem and let us see the things that the angels have told us." The shepherds therefore went to Bethlehem, and having arrived at the stable, they saw the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph near the infant. The infant who was lying in the manger, just as the angels had told them. And then they understood the word which the angels had spoken to them about the child. In other words, immediately on seeing the beautiful Christ child lying in the manger, the shepherds believed the word of the angel that the infant was truly their Messiah. And so we can see the shepherds then falling on their knees to adore the infant Christ. In silence, the shepherds came and adored their God. And then, in silence, they left. They were deeply moved, and so they spread the news of the Messiah's birth and all that had happened to them. And so on that first Christmas night, the greatest mystery ever to occur on earth, the most wondrous and extraordinary pouring out of God's love had begun. Today, my dear faithful, we celebrate the glorious feast of Christmas, and we relive, so to speak, those events that took place over 2,000 years ago, on that first Christmas night, the night when Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, was born in the stable at Bethlehem. Listen to the angels proclaiming their message of good tidings. Today is born to you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men of good will. Likewise, watch the shepherds on hearing these glad tidings, immediately hasten to the stable to adore the newborn Savior. The shepherds went to praise and adore their infant Savior. And thus, they offered their gratitude to the Son of God, who had become a man for love of them. My dear faithful, the church wishes us today that on Christmas, that all Catholics imitate the shepherds and adore Christ. It is true we cannot, like them, see the Son of God with our bodily eyes, but we can enjoy the same privilege they had, for we can adore our Lord as truly present in the tabernacle as he was in the stable at Bethlehem on that first Christmas. The shepherds needed great faith to convince them that that tiny, helpless babe, whom they beheld shivering in the cold, was truly the Son of God. And so we too need faith to convince us that beneath the appearance of bread, our divine Lord is truly present here in the tabernacle. Let us then, my dear faithful, rejoice and thank God today. And remember the true meaning of Christmas. Remember why we are celebrating. We are celebrating the birth of our Savior. We are celebrating God becoming man for love of us. And like the woman in the story, we should never despair or be anxious. For God loves us much, so much, that he has done so much to prove his love for us. As St. Philip Neri pointed out, it was to redeem us, poor sinners, that God became a man. St. Paul says the same thing in the Epistle for Midnight Mass, that our Savior, Jesus Christ, gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity. He is our loving Redeemer. And so during your Christmas celebration, don't forget this. Don't forget all that the infant Christ has done for us. If you celebrate Christmas without him, your joy will be limited. In other words, Christmas is meaningless without Christ. But on the other hand, if Christ is the focal point and center of your Christmas, then your joy will be supreme as you celebrate this great feast. When you celebrate and keep the infant Christ with you, your Christmas will be so much better and your joy will be supreme. And so as you kneel before the image of the Christ child today, think of the many blessings that you have received and offer your prayer of thanksgiving to the infant Savior for all he has done. Offer him your heart and all its affections, and join the shepherds in glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen. And never forget the reassuring words of St. Philip Neri from the story, that the Son of God became a man to die for sinners. And are we all not sinners? And since this is the case, as St. Philip Neri said, we should feel very happy, because it was specifically for you that Jesus came and was born today to purchase the kingdom of heaven for you. May God bless you, and may you have a very happy and holy Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.